Lesson 91. Milk and its uses. Every child likes to drink new milk. How pleasant it smells and how sweet it tastes. Do you not want to know something about this useful liquid? Nearly all the milk we use comes from the milk bag or udder of the cow. But people also drink the milk from other animals, such as the goat, the ass, and the camel. All these animals have a plentiful flow of milk, which is intended for their own young ones. Animals which bring up or nourish their young on milk are called mammals. Milk is an excellent food. It has been called a model food, for it contains just the things that we need to nourish our bodies, and these are mixed in just the right way. Milk is a white fluid, a little heavier than water. We call it a fluid because it will flow. All liquids are fluids, and so are all gases, for both liquids and gases will readily flow from one place to another. But solids, such as wood and iron, do not flow. Of what is milk composed? Let your new milk stand all night in a glass jug, say 12 inches in height. Then, in the morning, you will see, or you ought to see, a rich, yellowish-white layer of cream 1 inch in thickness on the top of the milk. If your jug is 6 inches high, you should have a layer of cream 1/2 inch thick. This cream contains thousands of tiny balls of milk fat, each ball having its own covering or skin. These balls rise to the top because they're lighter than the rest of the milk, just as a cork rises to the surface of water. People skim off the cream and put it in a kind of wooden tub or barrel containing a churn, in which they beat and dash it by moving a plunger up and down, or by turning a handle.